Yes.
I stuck my tongue out and couldn't help but laugh when Landon covered my mouth with his and gave me a kiss. I was still chuckling when he pulled away.
Better?
Landon asked. I guess.
When are we now?
Landon asked, glancing around.
This looks like...
Yay! I clapped my hands and climbed off Landon's lap, glancing around the old living room with the updated Victoria and my mother and aunt's own before opening the bed and breakfast that would eventually become the overlook. Finally, something I remember. Landon snorted.
Does that mean little you will be here?
Huh. I hadn't considered that. I hope not, I replied. I'm not sure how I'm supposed to watch myself when I was a kid. That might be...
cute,
Landon supplied. Or embarrassing.
I'm looking forward to both,
Landon said, looking around the room.
This looks mildly familiar. I know the inn was built on top of the old bed and breakfast, but how much of the old building did they keep?
They kept a lot of it and expanded the main floor in almost every direction, I answered.
When was that?
It started my senior year of college.
And that's when they rebranded Walkerville to Hemlock Cove?
Landon asked. He seemed genuinely curious. The timeline is a little fuzzy, I admitted. Remember, I didn't come right home after college. I went to the city for a few years.
I know,
Landon said, his eyes somber as they locked with mine.
Do you regret that?
I regret upsetting my mom, I answered. I think being away for those few years was good for me. It allowed me to find myself.
I didn't know you were ever lost.
I was definitely lost, I said, momentarily letting the melancholy overtake me before shaking myself back to reality. Anyway, this is where we lived the entire time when I was a kid. Well, kind of. This is the Victorian. It doesn't look like they've added the smaller expanse that turned it into a bed and breakfast.
When did they do that?
I think I was about 12 or 13.
So what do they do here?
Landon asked, glancing around. He strode over to the table and picked up a framed photograph.
Huh.
Huh, what?
This is a photograph of Aunt Tilly with your mom and aunts.
Why is that something to hunt about? I asked.
Because Jack, Warren, and Teddy are in the photograph, too,
Landon replied.
I'm guessing that means everyone is still together. Once the marriages broke up, I'm sure Aunt Tilly emptied the house of all the reminders of them.
You've got that right, I said. I guess that means I'm pretty young.
Great,
Landon said, returning the frame to its spot.
Where would you be?
He was pretty upbeat for a guy locked in someone else's mind. Why are you so excited to see me as a kid?
Because I want to see you,
Landon replied, not missing a beat.
You hide most of your photos from when you were a kid because you think I'll laugh at them, which I won't. And I want to see how cute you are.
You know it's gross if you hit on me now, right?
Don't be sick,
Landon said.
I want to see you. I've been patiently waiting for this part of memory lane. Bring it on. I mean, wait, bring you on. That's not right. Let me see Young Bay.
For some reason, I'm really worried about how this is going to go, I said, moving toward the kitchen. I'm probably outside. We had a sandbox, and Aunt Tilly would put us in it for hours while she plotted against the neighbors.
I can't picture you in a sandbox,
Landon said, moving to my side.
Were you cute?
I'm going to let you decide for yourself, I answered. As for the sandbox, well, we love that thing. How do you think we got so good at making everyone eat dirt?
I thought it was an inherited gift,
Landon said, grinning as he grabbed my hand.
Take me to your miniature leader.
That's creepy, I muttered, pushing open the door to the kitchen and smiling when I saw the cake and pies on the counter. Oh, that smells good.
Does it ever?
Landon said, releasing my hand so he could grab a knife from the block on the counter.
Let's eat cake before we see young you. I'm starving.
Do you think we can eat cake in someone else's memory? Landon shrugged.
There's no harm in trying,
he said. He moved to cut into the cake, but I realized what it was before he could finish his task and grabbed his hand, jerking it back before he marred the frosting.
What? I'm hungry. You know how I feel about cake.
You love it almost as much as me, I replied automatically.
Well, not that much,
Landon clarified.
Now, if it was cake made out of bacon, that would be another story. Do you think they have bacon? We could cook some up.
Landon. Landon either missed or chose to ignore my tone.
Find a frying pan, sweetie. I'll make us some BLTs.
Landon. He opened the refrigerator without glancing in my direction.
Where would they keep the bacon?
Landon.
I need bread, too, babe. Find some bread,
Landon said. In general, I find his love for all things bacon adorable. This time, I wanted to choke him. Landon! Landon jolted, finally shifting his attention to me.
What?
Did you read the cake before you almost cut into it? I asked. Landon shook his head.
Cake is cake. Why?
Come and read it, I prodded.
Landon groaned. Why can't you leave me to my bacon, woman?
He muttered to himself as he moved to my side and studied the cake. He read the words on the cake out loud.
Welcome to the world, baby girl. What does that mean?
There's a stork, Landon, I snapped, pointing at the bird carrying a baby on the corner of the cake. There's a crib. There's stuffed animals.
Okay,
Landon said, dragging the word out as he tried to grasp what I was saying.
Oh. Oh!
That's right, I hissed. This cake is to welcome a baby. Do you know what that means?
It's either Clove, Thistle, or you,
Landon supplied. He didn't appear nearly as worked up as I felt. It's me, I said. There are photographs of this cake in my baby book. This is my cake.
Too bad you were too little to taste it, Landon said. It looks good.
Landon! I smacked his arm. He clearly needed me to spell things out for him. Somewhere in this house, I'm being born. Landon was blasé before I said the words. As realization dawned on him, though, his face drained of color.
Oh, no.
Yes, I said, digging my fingernails into his forearm. We have to get out of here.
No, you don't,
Aunt Tilly said, popping into view on the other side of the room. How did you do that? I asked, glancing around. It was my Aunt Tilly, or at least the one trapped in here with us. I was sure of that. Can you just manifest whenever you want?
It's my memory, Aunt Tilly said. What good is it taking a trip down memory lane if I can't control the destination?
I don't believe you, I shot back. You wouldn't have picked Uncle Calvin's funeral again if you could really control all of this. You would have never gone back to that memory. You were putting on a show. Don't lie to me.
Don't call me a liar.
All right. Everyone needs to calm down,
Landon said, holding up his hands.
Sweetie, you're about to draw blood. Let me go.
He pried my fingers from his arm.
That hurt, Bay.
She's stronger than she looks, Aunt Tilly said.
I guess so,
Landon said, ruefully rubbing his arm.
Is she really being born in this house right now?
Take a listen,
Aunt Tilly said, lifting her finger so it pointed at the second floor. As if on cue, the unmistakable sound of someone screaming assailed our ears.
Well, that doesn't sound good,
Landon muttered, jerking his head up.
Is that normal, or is Winnie about to die in childbirth?
Winnie isn't going to die, Aunt Tilly scoffed. She feels like she is, but that pain will fade as soon as Bay gets here.
When will that be? I asked.
Soon.
Can we see?
Landon asked, shifting his eyes to Aunt Tilly.
Can we see baby Bay without anyone else knowing we're there?
This is a watch-and-see memory, too, Aunt Tilly said. I don't think anyone needs to question what the strange man and woman are doing in the bedroom while Winnie is giving birth. You can see baby Bay, if you want to, that is.
I definitely want to,
Landon said, dropping the knife on the counter.
Let's go.
Aunt Tilly smiled and led him toward the back stairwell that wound to the second floor.
You have to promise not to look too hard at Winnie's lady parts, she said. I know you're a pervert, but it's still gross.
I don't want to see that,
Landon said, horrified.
Wait, maybe I shouldn't go up there.
That's a great idea, I interjected. You go witness the miracle of birth, Aunt Tilly. We'll wait here.
We're not here for me, Aunt Tilly responded. This memory isn't for my benefit. I've sat through 6 births, and each was louder and grosser than the next. Trust me, I don't want to see you.
Well, I don't want to see me either, I said. This is too much.
It's not too much, Aunt Tilly argued. It's not as if I'm asking you to cut the cord. Stop being a baby. Oh, wait, stop being a baby. That's funny, because you're about to be a baby. I'd crack myself up.
Wait, I said, striding forward and grabbing her arm. Couldn't this disrupt the space-time continuum if I see it myself?
Oh, holy crud, Landon said. I don't ever want to hear you call me a Trekkie again. Do you understand? Only a Trekkie would say something like that.
Of course she's a Trekkie, Aunt Tilly said. She watched reruns with me all the time when she was little. She loved Captain Picard.
Well, I'm Captain Kirk.
Landon sniffed, crossing his arms over his chest.
He's a better captain.
That's a load of bull, I said. What kind of captain goes on every mission with the first mate?
Who was supposed to run the ship if they're both killed? That's just stupid.
You're stupid,
Landon shot back.
You're both stupid, Aunt Tilly muttered. Come on, Baby Bay is almost here. You don't want to miss this, I promise.
Aunt Tilly hurried up the stairs, leaving Landon and me to glare daggers at one another. He finally broke the uncomfortable silence first.
I guess Picard is an okay captain.
Kirk is fun, too, I offered. Landon's face split into a wry grin.
Well, we were due for an argument, he said. The stress was bound to get to us.
Can we be done with it now?
Of course,
Landon said, tugging on my arm.
We can't argue when we're about to see her birth.
You know I came out of my mother's lady parts, right?
Don't ruin this for me, Bay.
Landon chided.
Why do you have to ruin everything?
Oh, whatever. Even though Aunt Tilly said we were observers instead of partakers in this memory, we patted lightly as we moved toward Mom's bedroom. I could hear her grunting and screaming from 20 feet away. And let me tell you something, it wasn't making me yearn for a baby. I think we should take kids off the menu, I muttered, searching for Landon's hand in the dark. That sounds absolutely horrible.
Why is Winnie having Bay at the house?
Landon asked, shifting his eyes to Aunt Tilly.
Shouldn't she be in a hospital?
All of the Winchester babies are born at home, boy, Aunt Tilly said. We can't risk hospitals.
And why is that?
You'll see, Aunt Tilly said.
Landon and I stopped our forward momentum outside of the cracked door. I caught a glimpse of Mom through the thin opening. She was on the bed. Dad sitting behind her and acting as a prop, while Marnie stood at the end of the bed and waited for my arrival.
It should only be one more good push, Winnie, Marnie said. I'm done pushing, Mom said. You push her out.
I don't think that's going to work,
Twyla said, pacing nervously next to the bed.
Will that work, Marnie?
Go back to your panic attack, Twyla, Marnie snapped. I'll tell you when the baby is here, and you can stop fussing.
We should have gone to the hospital,
Dad said.
She's in too much pain.
I told you, we can't go to the hospital.
Alternate Aunt Tilly said, appearing in front of the door.
If the baby is magical...
Yeah, yeah.
Dad shook his head.
What are the odds the baby will do something magical at birth?
Aunt Tilly did, Marnie replied. Supposedly, she was born in a big flash of light.
Yes, well, I'm sure that's completely true.
Dad deadpanned, causing me to smirk.
I'm sure it's not exaggerated at all. I still think we should have taken her to the hospital. What if there's something wrong with the baby?
The baby will be fine, Jack, the other Aunt Tilly said. Just shut up and sit there. We don't want the first thing the baby hears to be you complaining.
That's rich coming from you,
Dad shot back.
Don't make me put you on my list, alternate Aunt Tilly warned. The only reason you're not on it yet is because I know you're worried.
Oh, goddess!
Mom screeched, grabbing her knees.
Here it is!
Push hard, Winnie, Marnie ordered.
What do you think I'm doing? Oh!
Mom screamed so loud the house started shaking. Wait, is that even possible? Aunt Tilly?
Here you come, Bay, Aunt Tilly said.
I shielded my eyes as the light in the bedroom flashed bright blue. It was brief, but it pulsed three times and died. Then I heard it. Me. Marnie lifted me up and smacked little me's bare bottom, and boy, we were going to have to talk about that later. Who hits a baby? With baby me's first breath, a screech filled the air.
Oh, goddess, she's here, Mom said, reaching for me. Is she okay?
She's loud, alternate Aunt Tilly said.
Of course she's loud,
Dad said, a tear streaming down his cheek.
She's related to all of you. Oh, look at her. Look at that,
Landon marveled, his eyes fixed on the squawking infant Mom cradled against her chest.
That's you.
What was with the light? I asked.
You were the strongest magically from birth, Bay, Aunt Tilly said. Even then, I knew you would grow up to be special.
But what was with the light? What did it mean?
You'll figure it out eventually,
Aunt Tilly said, grinning as she glanced at Landon. He couldn't drag his eyes from the baby.
He's already figured it out.
What has he figured out? I asked, frustrated.
It's time to go, Aunt Tilly said, her eyes lifting. You have more to see.
Wait! She was already gone, and the hallway around us swirled. Landon tightened his grip on my hand, and his voice was barely a whisper, but I still managed to hear him over the deafening roar of our travel.
That was amazing.
I'm not trying to evade the question. I'm happy to answer the question. What was the question again? Hey, is that a T-Rex? Run, girls!
Aunt Tilly, when questioned by the Michigan State Police about breaking and entering. 11. We'd barely landed on grass again this time when I made a bold announcement. We're never having kids. Landon was still marveling at my birth, which was just weird to wrap my head around.
You were literally born in a ball of light.
Not literally, I corrected. The lights flashed a little. It's not the same thing.
Did you see that?
Me coming out of my mother's lady parts? Yeah, I saw that. It totally freaked me out. I brushed off the back of my jeans and stared toward the house. It looked exactly as I remembered from my childhood. Oh, crap. I wonder what horrors we're going to see now.
Bait. That was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Landon said, accepting my outstretched hand and allowing me to pull him to a standing position. You don't have to tell me. I saw it too.
It was also beautiful.
Landon had a far-off expression on his face.
How many guys can say they saw their girlfriend being born?
Only the really perverted ones, I replied. Landon finally snapped his eyes to mine and flicked my nose.
Don't ruin this. That was...
amazing, I finished for him. You've told me. It wasn't so amazing for me. Did you hear the part where we're never having kids? I can't go through that. I'm a baby when I have a headache.
I've noticed,
Landon said, his sardonic side taking over.
You know you want kids. That was enough to freak anyone out, though, so I'm gonna let it slide.
Maybe one kid, I hedged, and only if they knock me out for the labor.
I'll see what I can do,
Landon said, wrinkling his nose as he leaned over and dropped a kiss on the tip of mine.
I don't think I'll ever look at you the same way again.
Well, I happen to be fond of the way you've looked at me, so I don't like the sound of that, I said. I hope this wide-eyed awe thing you're going through is temporary, because if you keep staring at me that way, we're never going to have sex again.
Don't talk like that,
Landon chided.
We just watched your birth. You're like... 2 minutes old.
No, I'm in my 20s, I corrected. But I am thinking about sticking at 29 forever when I get there. I hope that doesn't upset you.
Landon snorted. I'm fine with whatever age you are. You have to admit, though, that was truly beautiful.
Oh, you have a goofy look on your face, I muttered. We need to get out of Aunt Tilly's mind. This is going to kill your sex drive if we keep going.
Hey. Don't ever say that. Nothing will kill my sex drive. I'm a god, and should be treated as such.
And you're back, I said, giggling when he pulled my body against his and planted a scorching kiss on me. Whew, I said, exhaling heavily when we parted. I guess I was wrong about your sex drive.
And don't you forget it,
Landon said, finally turning his attention to the house.
So, do you have any idea when we are now?
No, I said. The sound of approaching footsteps caused me to snap my mouth shut. When I turned around and found three small girls staring at me, I could do nothing but let it fall open again. I would have recognized the faces anywhere. Of course, one of them belonged to me. I looked to be about 7 years old, and I was dressed in cotton shorts and a t-shirt. Younger versions of Clove and Thistle flanked me, and the look Thistle shot us promised mayhem.
Who are are you?
Clove asked, her eyes wide.
Oh, my,
Landon said, smirking when he saw us.
Wow.
I broke off and glanced at my younger self. I didn't want to frighten her, even though I knew she wasn't technically real. I'm Barb.
Barb, huh?
Thistle's eyes flashed as she looked me up and down.
You don't look like a Barb.
And how do you know that? I challenged.
Because you had to stop and think about your name, which means you're making it up.
Thistle replied, not missing a beat.
You're not Barb.
I see she came out fully cooked,
Landon said, grinning at little Thistle.
Is that her natural hair color? For some reason, I always thought she was a brunette.
Well, we're not supposed to talk to strangers.
Clove hung back, even as Thistle and Little Bay risked moving closer.
You could be kidnappers.
We're not kidnappers,
Landon replied, lowering himself to his knees so he didn't appear so large.
I'm a police officer, for all intents and purposes. I'm one of the good guys.
Oh, no,
Clove fretted, clasping her hands.
It's the man! He's finally here!
He's not the man, Thistle shot back. He's something else.
I take it Aunt Tilly warned you about the man when you were kids, too,
Landon said, forcing a smile to remain in place, even as irritation wafted off of him.
She and I are going to have a really long talk about her disdain for law enforcement when this is all over.
I watched as young Bay sized us up, her blue eyes thoughtful. She settled on me first.
You're pretty.
Thank you, I said. You are too.
Oh, that's just too cute for words,
Landon said, his grin wide as he took in young Bay.
Look how cute you are.
I know I'm cute, young Bay said. Everyone tells me how cute I am. They have to tell you that so they won't hurt your feelings, Thistle said. It's not true.
You're already a handful, aren't you?
Landon said, shaking his head.
Wait, why are you girls out here alone? You're too young to be running around the woods without anyone watching you.
I wouldn't get worked up about that, I said, instinctively reaching out to touch my mini doppelganger's hair. We did it all the time. Aunt Tilly magically tethered us. Thistle narrowed her eyes.
How do you know Aunt Tilly?
We're friends of the family,
Landon answered, remaining as still as possible as young Bay touched his hair. He was infatuated with watching her. It made me uneasy, although I couldn't quite identify why.
We came for a visit.
Why do you have such long hair?
Young Bay asked.
Aunt Tilly says only girls should have long hair. And hippie freaks, Thistle added.
I think we should call for help,
Clove said, refusing to move closer, even though Thistle and Bay clearly feared no danger from us.
They're strangers. And Aunt Tilly says strangers could steal from us, and we'll never be heard from again.
That's a great thing to tell a kid,
Landon muttered.
Are you a hippie freak?
Young Bay asked, her eyes wide.
Do you hang out at the carnival like the other guys with long hair?
We saw them at the festival the other day.
Aunt Tilly said never to take candy from them, no matter what.
That's very wise,
Landon said.
I don't work at the carnival, though. I already told you, I'm a police officer.
I'm going to like you anyway, Bay said, smiling. You're pretty.
I'm handsome,
Landon automatically corrected.
Is that different than pretty?
Well,
Landon clearly didn't know how to answer. Okay, let her call you pretty, I said, hunkering down next to Thistle. I couldn't remember her being this young. Well, I could, but only because I was young when I thought about it, too. Being so much older than her was throwing me for a loop. It's a compliment. Landon gave in.
Fine, he said. You can call me pretty.
Bay tentatively reached out a finger and touched his cheek. Landon's gaze bounced between her and me before settling back on her. He was trying to wrap his mind around things, too.
I like him, Bay said after a moment. I think we should see if we can keep him.
Oh, look at that, I said, smirking. You charmed me way back when, too.
I'm gifted,
Landon said, grinning.
What can I say?
We can't keep him, Thistle scoffed. He's not a dog, unless... Will you wear a collar and fetch a ball if I toss it?
Landon scowled.
No.
Then we're definitely not keeping him, Thistle said. We'll never be able to hide him under our beds. Although, I kind of want to hit him with a rolled-up newspaper and see what happens.
You are delightful,
Landon said, shaking his head.
You're exactly the same. How is that even possible?
The same as what? Thistle asked, confused.
This must be the summer before we got Pepper, I said, automatically fixing the buckles on Thistle's overalls. If they're desperate for a dog, they work hard for it until Christmas to get what they want.
We're getting a dog?
The statement was enough to make Clove move a little closer. She still didn't trust us. Even as an adult, Clove was tiny. As a child, she was small enough to pick up and cradle like a baby, despite the fact that she walked and talked. Santa will bring you a dog, I said, nodding.
Way to ruin Christmas, Barb, Landon said. Don't tell them that.
Christmas won't be ruined, I said. It already happened. It was the best Christmas I ever had, until we spent last year together.
Oh, jeez,
Landon huffed.
Now I want to kiss you again.
Bay's eyes widened.
Is she your girlfriend?
Landon nodded.
Yes.
Can I be your girlfriend, too?
Young Bay seemed a little needy to me. This was starting to get awkward.
Sure,
Landon answered.
I've always wanted two girlfriends.
Fun, Bay said. Can I put bows in your hair and dress you up?
I snorted.
Landon didn't look thrilled with the request. Sure,
Landon said, casting me a withering look when I dared laugh again.
It's not like she's gonna have time to really do it.
I pointed at Bay, and Landon frowned when he saw she had a ribbon in her hand. I wouldn't be so sure.
Where did that come from? Landon asked, flustered.
It was in my pocket, Bay answered.
I think it was supposed to be in your hair, wasn't it? I challenged. Bay lowered her eyes and nodded.
I always hated the ribbons my mother put in my hair, I explained. I yanked them out and shoved them in my pocket as soon as I was out of sight.
Oh, great,
Landon said.
Couldn't you have told me about that before I agreed to let her put ribbons in my hair?
What fun would that be? I challenged. Go ahead, Bay. You can put the ribbon in his hair. Bay brightened considerably and immediately set about her task. Landon remained kneeling, but he didn't look happy about his new reality.
Just be glad I don't have a camera, I said. I would definitely save this one for posterity.
Ha ha, Landon muttered.
I focused my attention back on Thistle. Where is Aunt Tilly? Thistle shrugged.
Probably doing something bad.
I see Thistle and Aunt Tilly's relationship was etched in stone early on,
Landon mused.
It's because they're so much alike, I said. I'm nothing like that old lady, Thistle snapped, folding her arms across her chest. Take it back!
I'm not going to take it back because it's true, I argued. I know you girls are magically tethered to the property, but Aunt Tilly usually didn't allow us, I mean you, out without keeping at least half an eye on you. Where is she?
She's looking at a field,
Clove supplied, her gaze busy as it bounced between us.
You're strangers, so I shouldn't tell you this, but she said she's going to garden out there.
Oregano, young Bay said, happily tying the bow in Landon's hair. She leaned back to admire her handiwork when she was done.
I definitely want to keep you.
Landon cupped the back of her head a moment and searched her face. I had no idea what he was looking for, but apparently he found it.
You'll get to keep me one day, he said.
Not today, though?
Bay looked crushed.
Not today,
Landon confirmed.
We're only here for a brief visit.
That's probably a good thing,
Aunt Tilly said, appearing at the edge of the clearing.
I would hate to think you're some sort of pervert going after young girls.
I stilled, surprised. It was hard for me to ascertain whether she was my Aunt Tilly or young Bay's wayward great aunt. They looked almost the same, and they definitely shared the same wardrobe. I tried not to laugh as I took in her rubber boots and cargo pants. I was positive she was young Bay's Aunt Tilly, which technically still made her my Aunt Tilly, but not really. Ugh, I'm getting a headache.
I'm not a pervert,
Landon said, pushing himself to a standing position and putting a little distance between himself and Bay.
I was only talking to her.
I know,
Aunt Tilly said, resting her hand on Clove's head.
That's why you're still alive. The ribbon is a nice touch, though.
Landon reached up and tugged the bow out of his hair, quickly shoving it in his pocket.
We were just stopping by. There's no reason to get curse-happy.
Ooh, curse him, Thistle said. I haven't seen a good curse in, like, forever.
Aunt Tilly cursed you just yesterday so you would drop food all over your clothes when you ate,
Bay reminded her.
That doesn't count,
Thistle whined.
I want to see a good curse.
Why doesn't that count? I asked, smiling at the memory. I remembered Aunt Tilly's random food curse as well. They weren't funny then, but they were pretty hilarious in hindsight.
Yeah, why doesn't that count? Aunt Tilly echoed.
Because that was against me, and that's not fun for nobody,
Thistle said.
Anybody,
Bay corrected.
I hate it when you do that,
Thistle snapped.
I pursed my lips to keep from laughing. I corrected Thistle's grammar for years. I thought it was funny.
Her?
Yeah, not so much.
Do you know who we are, Aunt Tilly?
Landon asked, focusing on my great aunt.
Do you know why we're here?
I know who you are, Aunt Tilly replied. I'm not sure why you're here. It's odd, though. I don't feel out of place with you here. Sure, I'm convinced you're a pervert, but I don't think you're dangerous.
Why do you think I'm a pervert?
You've got that look about you,
Aunt Tilly answered.
It's the long hair,
Thistle offered.
He's a hippie freak, right?
Nuh-uh,
Clove said, shaking her head so vehemently her black curls bounced.
He's the man.
Is that so?
Aunt Tilly asked, narrowing her eyes as she regarded Landon.
Well, that just figures, doesn't it?
What figures? I asked.
It doesn't matter now, Aunt Tilly said. You're leaving again.
But why were we here in the first place? I was so confused. Where's my Aunt Tilly?
She's always watching,
Aunt Tilly replied, grinning as she collected her young charges.
You were here to remember, not to forget.
Did you read that in a fortune cookie? I grumbled as Landon grabbed my hand. He sensed the oncoming shift, too.
You were always a funny girl, Bay Winchester, Aunt Tilly said. I was hoping you would outgrow it, but I guess I was wrong.
Even as the colors swirled, I wasn't ready to give up. But why this memory?
Because your aunt likes to remember the simple times, too, Aunt Tilly replied. Have fun, kids. Try not to be a pervert the next go around. Sometimes you have no choice but to get up, dust yourself off, and move on. You know, be the bigger person and all that other crap. So get up and dust yourself off. You don't have to move on, though. I have a new curse, and I'm willing to teach it to you for free. They canceled Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and I have an opening in my schedule. You just happen to be the beneficiary of that opening. Lila can write a letter complaining to ABC if she doesn't like it.
Aunt Tilly to Bay after a bullying incident.
12.
I wish Aunt Tilly would stop telling kids about the man.
Landon lamented as he dusted off his jeans a few moments later. It was probably a wasted effort because we weren't really here, but it seemed the right thing to do, so I joined him in wiping off my own clothes.
Kids shouldn't be afraid of law enforcement. It's wrong.
I wouldn't get so worked up about it, I said, glancing around. Hey, we're not at the inn.
You're so observant for a reporter,
Landon teased, pressing his finger against my chin.
I can't believe how cute you were as a kid.
You're just excited because young me was in love with you the second she saw you, I said, gripping his finger. It was love at first sight.
Why wasn't it love at first sight for Big Bay?
I frowned. You need to think of a different way to phrase that, I instructed. Big Bay makes it sound as if I'm about to start taking on water. Landon chuckled as he offered me a kiss.
I don't think Old Bay is much better.
Definitely not.
How about Perfect Bay?
Landon was in full charm mode. You're enjoying this, aren't you?
I liked seeing you as a little kid, and seeing you born was something I'll never forget,
Landon answered.
I like memories like the one we were just in. It gives me a chance to see you when you were younger.
Why is that so important to you?
Because it makes me feel closer to you.
Landon replied. If we were any closer, they'd have to sew us together.
Ha ha,
Landon intoned.
It's just, when anyone brings up your childhood, you get a funny look on your face. It's not that you didn't have a happy childhood, because I can see you did. But I think you let bad memories overshadow the good ones, because things were hard for you.
I get it,
he continued.
You were labeled the weird girl who talked to herself because people didn't understand you could see ghosts. That doesn't bother me. I like that you're different. I only wish you would embrace the good memories and let go of the bad ones.
I think that's easier said than done, I said. It's hard when you grow up in a tiny town where everyone knows everyone else's business and people go after you.
And by people, do you mean Lila Stevens?
Landon asked. I frowned. Did you have to bring her up?
I did,
Landon said, nodding. Why?
Because I'm pretty sure that's her over there.
Landon pointed to a spot over my left shoulder, causing me to swivel. I scowled when I saw Lila flouncing around the town square. She clearly had a purpose, and when my eyes landed on the three girls eating ice cream on a bench under the willow tree, I couldn't hide my disgust. How did you even recognize her?
She looks like a ferret as an adult,
Landon answered.
That right there is a ferret if I ever saw one. It looks like she's heading toward Bay. I mean, it looks like she's heading toward you. I mean, you know what I mean.
I know what you mean, I agreed, blowing out a heavy sigh. Crap, I'm sure she's about to do something evil.
I was under the impression that's all she did,
Landon said, moving closer to me.
Let's follow her.
Why? I don't want to see her.
I think this is going to be an interactive one,
Landon said.
There's no way Aunt Tilly would force you to see this if you couldn't be mean to that little troll. Come on, haven't you always wanted to torture Lila the same way she tortured you?
I let Landon lead me toward the imminent showdown, my mind busy. I can't be mean to her, I said finally. I'm an adult.
And this isn't real, as you've told me 3 million times,
Landon pointed out.
You can be as mean as you want. Don't you want to save young Bay from that tyrant?
Oh, admit it. You only want to see if this Bay falls for you, too.
Oh, she's going to be putty in my hand, sweetie. I can feel it.
That's borderline gross.
I guess I'm a pervert, huh?
Landon's grin was lopsided.
Come on, I want to see Thistle and Clove, too. How old do you think you are here?
I tilted my head to the side, considering... I look about 14, I answered. That means Clove and Thistle are 13 and 12.
I can just imagine Thistle at this age,
Landon muttered.
All those hormones and not knowing what to do with them probably made her a monster.
She was a monster before the hormones, I said. Let's just watch for a second. I tugged on Landon's arm to slow him. Lila might walk right past us.
You're so naive,
Landon said as he slung his arm over my shoulders.
Don't worry. If she gets out of control, I'll be mean to her. I'm looking forward to it, in fact.
Look who it is!
Lila sang out, skipping closer to Bay, Clove, and Thistle, and causing them to direct their attention to the oncoming enemy.
It's Babbling Bay and her smelly cohorts!
Landon frowned.
That's the worst insult ever.
Go away, Lila, Bay said. Leave us alone.
Yeah, leave us alone,
Clove echoed. She had ice cream on her face, which made me wonder whether Aunt Tilly had been busy casting eating curses.
Wipe your mouth, Clove,
Lila shot back.
You eat like a cow.
You smell like a cow,
Thistle retorted.
Don't come over here. We don't want to see you.
It's a free country,
Lila said, dancing around. She was careful not to get too close. Even then, she worried about Thistle, who was 3 inches shorter and 20 pounds lighter than her.
I can do whatever I want.
So what? Thistle asked. Are you pretending to be a horse's ass today? Is that how you're using your freedom?
Landon snickered.
Okay, I kind of like mouthy teenage Thistle. Don't ever tell her I said that.
Your secret is safe with me, I said, leaning my head against his shoulder. I'm not sure I want to watch this.
Why?
Landon asked, his eyes locking with mine.
What's about to happen? Is she going to do something to you?
She always did something to me, I answered. I don't remember this specific day, though.
Bay.
Landon didn't get a chance to finish his statement because Aunt Tilly picked that moment to make her appearance. She detached from the shadow of the nearby bakery and moved in Lila's direction. I watched her for a moment before sliding my gaze back to Bay, Clove, and Thistle. They clearly didn't see her. I think that's their Aunt Tilly.
Is she gonna do something to Lila?
Landon asked. Probably.
So Aunt Tilly didn't have a problem battling it out with a 14-year-old girl to protect her family.
Landon mused.
That's one of the things I like best about her.
Me too, I admitted.
You need to shut your mouth, Thistle Whistle,
Lila said.
No one is talking to you.
You have got to come up with better names for us,
Thistle said.
Your nicknames are Bleeding Tragic, just like your stupid nose.
You shut up!
Lila's hands landed on her narrow hips.
My mother says I'm going to grow into my nose.
Your mother hasn't grown into her nose, so how long are you expected to wait?
Thistle asked.
If I were you, I'd put a bag over my head and hide in a hole until graduation. That's where you belong, with all the other snakes.
Yeah, in a hole,
Clove said. Landon chuckled.
I'm guessing Clove wasn't the one you wanted on your side during an insult competition, huh?
No, I replied. She was too sweet.
And what about you?
Landon asked, focusing on Bay.
You look as if you want to crawl into a hole of your own.
Lila always made me feel that way.
Well, Lila's in jail awaiting trial, and you have me.
Landon pointed out.
I think you won.
Because I have you?
Yep.
Landon said, kissing my cheek.
Truthfully, Bay, this isn't so bad. She's a terrible kid, but I think this is normal teasing.
Wait for it.
I'm going to tell my mother if you don't leave me alone,
Lila threatened.
She'll go to the principal and have you guys kicked out of school. She said if you were mean to me one more time.
Oh, stuff it, Thistle said.
Aunt Tilly stayed behind a parked car, listening to the exchange, but otherwise remaining still. I couldn't help but wonder why she was waiting. Lila narrowed her eyes as she decided whether she wanted to keep lobbing insults at Thistle. Ultimately, she turned her attention to Bay.
So, Bay, I heard you were caught talking to yourself in the cemetery the other day. The principal called your mother in. The secretary told my mother that they're demanding you talk to a psychiatrist because you're troubled. How come you're such a loser?
Landon frowned.
She is an evil little twit.
Leave me alone, Lila, Bay said, dumping her half-eaten ice cream cone in the garbage.
What are you doing?
Clove asked.
You've been whining about ice cream all day.
I lost my appetite, Bay said. Let's go home. Mom said Aunt Tilly's gonna let us help her in the basement. You know what that means.
Wine,
Clove said. That's always fun.
Oh, well, great,
Landon grumbled.
Little you is going off to do something illegal. I'm thrilled I got to see this.
Clove and Bay moved to leave, but Thistle remained seated on the bench. She didn't look happy.
Where are you running off to, Bay?
Lila asked.
Are you going to go home and cry to your mom and dad? Oh, wait, you only have a mom. Your dad didn't want to hang around because he knew you were a loser, too.
Bay lowered her eyes and stared at her feet. Come on, Thistle.
Okay, I officially hate little Lila,
Landon said.
I hated her before, but...
Everybody knows they're going to lock you up in the loony bin, Bay,
Lila called out.
You're crazy, and you shouldn't be on the street. You're ugly, too. You're so ugly your father took one look at you and ran away when you were born.
That did it.
Landon said, releasing my hand and moving toward Lila.
I've just about had enough of her. The whole world has had just about enough of her, son.
Chief Terry moved into Landon's path, taking us by surprise. I was stunned to see him. He looked younger and definitely had more hair, but his kind smile was in place.
You can't get involved in this. You can't fix it.
Do you know who we are? I asked, surprised.
I could never forget you,
Chief Terry said, winking in my direction.
Don't look so sad, Bay. This is just Lila being Lila. You were always better than her. What are you doing here?
Landon asked.
Why are you stopping me? This isn't real.
I can run that kid over with a car, back over her again for good measure, and drop her in the lake, and nothing will happen because it's a memory.
I know that,
Chief Terry said.
If you think I'm happy about being the bully police in a memory, you're wrong. That's not why you're here, though. As much as you'd like to pop that kid, and I would too, you're here for another purpose.
Which is, Landon prodded.
Just watch,
Chief Terry said, reaching over to squeeze my shoulder.
You grew up just as I knew you would. Sadly, I knew you'd end up with a guy like this, too.
What's that supposed to mean?
Landon asked, offended.
You like me.
You have long hair, I said, smirking. Chief Terry always warned me about guys with long hair.
Because we're so handsome?
Because you're sex fiends,
Chief Terry answered for me.
Now stop talking about stuff that's going to make me want to thump you. And watch Lila.
I don't remember this, I admitted.
That's because you left early,
Chief Terry replied.
Not everyone left.
I fixed my eyes on Thistle, who watched Lila with what could only be described as murderous intent. She's not going to beat her up, is she?
Thistle doesn't need fists to get revenge,
Chief Terry answered.
Granted, she's not above using them, but she has other ways of making Lila Stevens pay.
She also has help,
Landon said, inclining his head in Aunt Tilly's direction.
What are these two about to do?
Show Bay they love her the only way they know how,
Chief Terry replied.
And how is that?
They're about to be really mean.
How come you're not running away like Bay the baby?
Lila asked, locking gazes with Thistle.
Are you going to tell me I'm a big meanie and punch me like you usually do? Don't forget what the principal said. If you touch me again, you're going to be expelled.
That's at school,
Thistle said, clutching her ice cream cone tightly and standing.
It's spring break. I can do whatever I want to you off school grounds.
Lila's smile slipped.
No, that's not true.
Of course it's true,
Thistle scoffed.
The principal can't do anything away from school grounds.
Then I'll tell Deputy Terry,
Lila said.
He's standing right over there watching.
Deputy?
Landon glanced at Chief Terry.
I guess that makes sense. I've only ever known you as the chief. It's kind of weird. I'm still the boss,
Chief Terry said.
Don't forget it.
Deputy Terry!
Lila sang out.
Thistle is threatening me!
Good,
Deputy Terry replied.
I hope she kicks the crap out of you.
Lila's mouth dropped open.
What? You can't say that.
I can say whatever I want,
Deputy Terry shot back.
I'm the law around here, and as such, I can do whatever I want.
You've been dying to dust that one off, haven't you?
Landon said, laughing.
But this one's going to hurt me,
Lila said.
That's against the law.
So is being a bully.
I'm not a bully,
Lila shrieked.
Bay Winchester is the bully. She's mean, and she's weird, and she's... Ow!
I jerked my head up, frowning as Lila grabbed her jaw as if she'd been punched. Thistle was still 5 feet away from her. I risked a glance at Aunt Tilly and found her smiling.
What did she just do?
Landon asked.
She punched her with her mind,
Chief Terry said, mimicking an actual punch. Apparently, in Aunt Tilly's mind, Chief Terry is something of a goof. That kind of made sense. He was the man before Landon showed up.
Let me tell you something, Lila,
Thistle seethed.
You're a horrible person. You get off on making Bay miserable. That doesn't make you a better person. It just makes you sad and pathetic. If I were you, I would be very careful about how you talk to Bay from now on,
she continued.
I'm not Bay. She's too nice to say something to you. But I'm mean. I like being mean. I'm meaner than you ever dreamed of being. I'm not afraid of you,
Lila snapped.
Ow!
She grabbed the other side of her face. No one struck her, yet she clearly felt the sting.
I will make you miserable if you don't stay away from Bay,
Thistle said.
I have a very powerful friend.
Is she imaginary, like Bay's friends?
Lila challenged.
Ow! Stop it!
Lila was on the verge of hysterics. She kept getting hit, yet no one was there to do the deed.
My friend is evil incarnate,
Thistle said.
In fact, I think you're going to wake up with a face full of zits and a butt to match tomorrow. That's what my friend is going to do to you.
I'm not afraid of you,
Lila said, although she took a step back to increase the distance between Thistle and herself.
My mother says that all the stories about your family are lies.
This time, instead of being struck, Lila's pants split up the back seam.
Oh my God!
She screeched, reaching behind her to cover her rear end.
How are you doing this? The same thing happened to my mother!
I glanced at Aunt Tilly and found her bent over at the waist because she was laughing so hard.
I'm really liking Aunt Tilly right now, Landon said. She's letting Lila think Thistle is doing this, so she'll be terrified of Thistle's powers.
I never knew this happened, I said.
Did Lila treat you better after this?
No, but she didn't say a lot in front of Thistle most of the time, I replied. I guess we know why.
You had better run, Lila,
Thistle growled, her voice growing deep.
The next thing I'm going to rip is that bra you spend hours stuffing every morning.
Lila didn't have to be told twice. She turned and ran in the opposite direction, her hands busy as they tried to cover her behind. Thistle watched her go for a moment and then glanced over her shoulder, searching until she found Aunt Tilly.
That was fun. Don't forget to give her zits.
Adding them to her butt was a nice touch, Aunt Tilly cackled. Do you want to give her body odor, too?
Thistle shrugged.
Why not? She deserves it. She definitely deserves it,
Aunt Tilly agreed.
Come on, let's buy Bay an ice cream cone to take home.
She didn't get to finish the one she had. I glanced up when I felt Landon's finger on my cheek. I hadn't realized I was crying. I never knew about this.
Sometimes loyalty comes in strange ways,
Landon said, gripping my hand.
I still want to kick Lila in the face. Me too,
Chief Terry said, lifting his leg and swinging it around.
Huh,
Landon muttered.
Did you know Aunt Tilly pictured Chief Terry this way?
No, I answered, shaking my head as the colors began to blur. I can't wait to tell him, though.
Hike up your boobs, Clove. We're about to be pulled over, and if I get another ticket, they're going to yank my license.
Aunt Tilly using Clove's ample assets to get out of a ticket.
13. Oomph.
I ruefully rubbed my sore tailbone as I met Landon's worried gaze. I knew he wanted to say something about the Lila mess, but there was nothing he could say to ease the troubles of childhood.
There was nothing anyone could say. Bay.
I cut him off. It was a long time ago, I said. I'm not the same girl Lila terrorized all those years ago. I'm fine.
You're not fine,
Landon argued, reaching for my hand.
I'm sorry. When I said I wish you'd focus on the good memories instead of the bad, I don't think I understood what you went through. When I was a kid, the worst I had to put up with was the occasional wedgie from my brothers, he continued. That was entirely different.
Girls are different, I said, moving to push myself up. Boys get in each other's faces, and then it's over with. Girls are meaner.
I was going to say evil,
Landon said, grabbing my arm and jerking me down on his lap.
I'm ready to be done. That last one wasn't remotely fun.
I don't know, I said. I enjoyed seeing Thistle and Aunt Tilly take Lila down. That never gets old.
That part wasn't bad,
Landon conceded.
Strangely enough, I liked seeing Chief Terry acting like an idiot, too. I can't wait to tell him about that.
Do you think he'll believe we were stuck in Aunt Tilly's mind for the longest afternoon ever?
I think he believes everything where you're concerned,
Landon replied, kissing my cheek.
Seriously, though, I'm tired and I'm sore. Do you think we're going to be bruised tomorrow because of all of these hard landings?
I hope not. I have plans for you. This is not how I envisioned spending our weekend.
That makes two of us,
Landon said, resting his chin on my shoulder. We lapsed into silence for a few minutes, the only sound the birds chirping. But when Landon cleared his throat, I knew he wasn't quite ready to give up on the Lila conversation.
What are you thinking?
The question took me by surprise. I'm wondering why Thistle never told me about her altercation with Lila, I admitted. If she didn't tell me about that one, I bet she's hiding a few more run-ins from me.
I know why she didn't tell you.
Oh, really? Tell me, wise one.
That's cute, Landon said. You can call me that in bed later.
I thought you wanted me to call you the Love Maestro.
That's for special occasions, Landon said. Back to Thistle, though. She didn't tell you because she didn't want you to be embarrassed about her fighting your battles.
She always fought my battles, I argued. This should have been no different.
She wanted you to find your own footing, Bay, Landon said. She was afraid that if she told you what she did, you would start using her as a crutch. That never happened because you went away to find yourself and come back a stronger person. Thistle did you a favor.
More than one, apparently.
I guess I'm gonna have to be nicer to her when she goes all grumpy next time, huh?
Landon said, rubbing his nose against my cheek.
She was pretty impressive for a 12-year-old.
She had help, I reminded him.
Yeah, well, Aunt Tilly was impressive, too. I'm starting to think some of these memories are for her benefit and the rest are for your benefit. Why do you think that is?
I have no idea, but I can't wait to find out. I said, pressing my lips to his chin for a moment before patting his knee. Let's see when we're at now, shall we?
I'm guessing we're about to see you as a full-blown teenager,
Landon said, pushing me to a standing position before joining me.
The intervals have been fairly regular.
You know, if we keep on this path, we'll eventually get to you, I pointed out. It won't be so funny when we see you.
I'm handsome in any period, Landon replied. I can take it.
It's a good thing you don't have a big ego, I said. If you did, you'd be unbearable.
I think we're both happy. My ego is tiny.
I was about to make a joke that would have tipped his tiny ego into overdrive when the bushes to our left parted and a teenage girl, blonde hair flying, raced into the clearing. She pulled up short when she saw us, her blue eyes locking with mine. They were mirror images. Who are you? This bae was about 17, if I had to guess. She was dressed in cut-off shorts, much like the ones I wore, and a Backstreet Boys t-shirt that made me smirk.
We're friends of the family,
Landon replied automatically. Uh-huh. Bae didn't look convinced. She glanced over her shoulder as Thistle and Clove joined her, both of them veering to the side when they realized they weren't alone.
Who are they? Thistle asked.
They say they're friends of the family, Bae answered.
Oh, that's such crap, Thistle said. Who are you really? If you're looking for pot, there's none here. I don't care what those old biddies in town say. That's a lie.
Do I look like I'm searching for pot? Landon asked, annoyed.
You look like a hippie freak, Clove answered. You're also a stranger. We're not supposed to talk to strangers.
Oh, will you let that go? Thistle snapped. We're not five. We can talk to strangers.
Aunt Tilly says that the stranger rule is more important now than ever because the strangers who try to talk to us are after a virtue,
Clove supplied.
I'm not quite sure what she means by that, but it doesn't sound good.
It means that she thinks weirdos want to have sex with us,
Thistle shot back.
Oh, gross, Clove said, wrinkling her nose. Now I'm gonna have nightmares.
Join the club,
Landon intoned, knitting his eyebrows together as younger Bay circled him. She clearly liked what she saw.
What are you doing?
I don't know, Bay answered. You seem familiar. Do I know you from somewhere?
She means she wants to know you, Thistle teased. He has long hair like that guy in the magazine, Bay. Do you want to kiss him, too?
Bay's cheeks colored.
No, it's just he seems familiar.
Landon and I exchanged an odd look.
Familiar how?
Landon asked. Unfortunately, we couldn't carry on a conversation in front of three teenagers the same way we could in front of smaller children. I didn't remember all the specifics about being a teenager, but I knew we weren't idiots.
I honestly don't know, younger Bay answered. Maybe I've seen you around town before. Do you live in Walkerville? It's going to be called Hemlock Cove in a few months if the town council has its way,
Clove said.
You should start calling it by its new name.
That's a stupid name, Thistle complained. This whole idea to make a